Again, we continue with our discussion on how do we generate the important needed engagement to the posts. So from the context of a brand, okay, what we need to do is we need to look at and understand the methods that are offered by Facebook to reach and spread the page posts. Now, one important element or technique is the promoted posts. Now, this is a feature which is rich in order to, you know, improve your presence online. Now, the Facebook Ads Manager, many of you might know this because some of you from the marketing stream might have availed this already. So, this particular feature provides access to the promoted posts. Okay, so what is basically a promoted post is more of a sponsored or promoted post by people, which gives a priority or it has a kind of a feature rich presence or a structure online. Now to create, and now we are working from the perspective of a marketer, remember. So as a marketer, we need to create a promoted post. And how do we do that? By moving or clicking on boost your posts on Facebook's ad creator. So I would request you to try this functionality. The next is the feature of the post boosts. So boosting posts, now many of you might have seen this, for a small amount you might boost the post. So boosting posts is an effective and simple method to extend the reach of the posts along with the method of promoting. Now what my request is, if you have a micro brand, if you're owner, or if you are working as an employee for some brand, you might want to look at these things if you're not doing them practically. Alright, so now we have a long list here of the best practices for Facebook engagements. So in this particular chapter, the true power is gained by understanding small subtle things that can be done by us as brands, okay, towards generating more engagement on the most popular channel that there is, that's Facebook. So what we'll do is we'll have an enlistment here to this particular smart art. And in the next slide onwards, we have a detailed discussion of each of these particular, elements or practices. So the very first thing is use the law of reciprocation. Now, this is very important. And many of the businesses around the world, many individuals, many authors, many networkers, many influencers, they work on this principle known as the principle or the law of reciprocation, which is like for like. So by liking other people's brand pages, we also get a like from them. So this is what we are going to discuss in the subsequent slide. The next one is use the fame of Facebook on traditional advertising. So you can create Facebook link buttons, you can create links there, and you can co-join this together. You can have a joining of these two elements. The next is create a connection between Facebook and the outside world. So very important is to share, probably if you have a shop. So let's say if you have a shop which sells contemporary items like, apparels, cosmetics, perfumes, footwear. So in this context, why wouldn't the brand want to share some photographs of the actual shop to incite an interest? Use Facebook to grow your email list and vice versa, which will also we'll be discussing. Add content from other social media channels. We've had a discussion before by plugging in those particular link buttons. Create sweepstakes and polls, which we'll be discussing. And be creative and engaging. So each of these elements in their entirety, in their holistic nature, are being discussed here. First one, as we know, is how to create a law of reciprocation. So the basic idea is, by liking the pages of other brands and customers, we can create a holistic engagement, as Facebook will notify the administrators of these likes. So for example, just imagine you have an online computer store. So you are basically purchasing laptops and other mobile devices as well as computers, and you are selling at a marginal profit online. So you have an online presence on various websites, as well as you are you are keen on having a presence on social media. So you generate a business page, you give out certain discounts, you tell them the benefits of purchasing the right product and service. Along with this, if there are other players or other, you know, micro brands, you can, as a brand, as a page, business page, like their business page. And once this is done, you might expect, through the law of reciprocation, that you might also gain, you know, the same likes from them. So thus, by liking the pages of other brands and customers, you know, you create this particular liking. Use the fame of Facebook. Now, this is the second point that was being mentioned. So what is that? So it's a well-known fact that Facebook logo is very popular. Nowadays, even people or organizations printing brochures or pamphlets, you will see the F of the Facebook, the blue F that will be there, which is, you know, put into print on these. Even in magazines, whenever you browse through a magazine, probably some place, if there's a brand, they will say, you know, like us on Facebook. So like us on Facebook has become very prominent. Like what we have is follow us on Twitter. So Facebook logo has become very popular, and brands can leverage this fact by adding it, as I was saying, to traditional marketing channels to promote the presence on Facebook. So this goes hand in hand. It's got a reciprocal or a vice versa effect. Traditional marketing elements like newspaper ads, marketing through brochures, pamphlets, these things can have like us on Facebook. On Facebook, you can make a mention, or you can you know, put an image of this pamphlet to further enrich your marketing efforts. The next point is to create a connection between Facebook and the outside world. So brands basically can create campaigns where they can send their marketing people to educate the local store owners. Now, this is in fact a very creative, a very innovative fashion in order to, you know, generate business from those store owners to advertise their events through Facebook photos and updates. So a live recording of a campaign done at the store owners, if you are creating a new product, you can, if in fact, even you know, ask live customers how the feeling was after having consumed or used certain things. So this actually brings a campaign to the real world or to the outside world, and several examples exist. I'm sure many of us have seen many of events happening, okay, at prominent places, at the major road junctions, at the, you know, malls, at some prominent hotels, and so on. Use Facebook to grow your email list and vice versa. So Facebook can be used again in conjunction with email campaigns. So you can set up certain powerful email campaigns, and you can use Facebook's popularity to improve the reach and engagement there. So brands and their marketeers need to be creative and innovative in using their approach using Facebook. They can create value to the existing customers and prospects by making and circulating easy to read newsletters. Now, if you notice, many of the groups that you visit or websites, they will offer a free newsletter. Now, this newsletter can be either a fortnightly or a monthly or a bi-monthly, in which you get a lot of information about the value-added services of the respective brand. Now, this is the way that the brand is able to connect continuously with you as a customer. So if you are on the other side, if you are a brand, it is quintessential that you use this particular feature. And of course, the mechanism or the medium that this newsletter is being sent is through the email. So it's very critical that you use these three elements together to create engagement element. The next is adding content from other social media channels. So it is a well-known fact that Facebook is the most popular one, which we've discussed continuously, having millions of users across the globe. Thus, it is critical to merge or add content from other channels as well, like follow us on Twitter, or you can add Instagram, or you can add LinkedIn, or anything which is, you know, which is permissible to be added as an additional plugin or a button. So popular practice has also been to embed videos on Facebook. Now, if you notice, if you've been to YouTube or even on the Facebook, you've seen many people, they circulate popular videos like the TEDx talks or the Toastmaster videos, or a lot of Jay Shetty nowadays is in prominence, like, or Sandeep Maheshwari. So many people are sharing such videos which have originally been uploaded on YouTube. So through the share facility, they are able to share it or embed the links into Facebook, and they are being watched by millions of users. Thus, people who create these particular videos, they have, you know, they can bank on the probability of those videos going viral, and thus can earn from those videos. The next best practice that we shall see is to create sweepstakes and polls on Facebook. So as we know, a sweepstake probably is a kind of, you know, a lottery or a contest. So to increase audience engagement, one of the best practices, and which channel better to do this than Facebook? So we can generate sweepstakes, which is a form of a lottery, okay, polls or contests. So what happens is people, they are encaptivated with such lively elements, and they are continuously engaged and remain engaged. They might also spread the word to their friends, to their people in their network, and they might also be instrumental in inviting these people to your network. Now, to relate an actual incident that worked recently, a brand asked people to comment on a post and declared a prize for the best response to the post. And it worked wonders. Thousands of people interacted, and this ran for several days. In fact, a prominent, 50 feet example is one of the Pune-based jewelers who had created a competition or a contest in which, as we all know, a famous actress Madhuri Dixit was their brand ambassador, and they put two photos of Madhuri Dixit with some subtle differences. And people who would actually find out those 10 subtle differences and post them first would get some prizes. So people would get vouchers worth 500 rupees, which they can purchase some jewelry or some other elements on their website. So this generated a lot of interest. And of course, when people go to a jewelry store, they purchase more. So this resulted in a lot of revenue through this simple, and this was not even a paid advertisement. The next element of the best practice is one which is being creative and engaging. Now, this is a very broad topic for discussion. We can add layers of innovation here. So in this context, when we basically go ahead and market on Facebook or on other social media channels, we need to understand people are looking for interaction. Like we were looking at posts which are good, plug-in buttons, interaction elements like sweepstakes and contests. So this is what people are constantly on the lookout for. In fact, this is just what I had mentioned about the famous Indian jeweler brand. So there are many brands that way who are now doing these interactive elements. And of course, I have in a detailed fashion explained to you a critical example which worked in the last year. And that inspired many other brands to do similar kind of contests. Now, this actually feeds the element of creativity and engagement. Hence, it features as a part of the best practices for Facebook engagements. So the best part, friends, before we move on to the next slide, is that majority of these elements can be at a very low cost or can be free of cost. It just needs time and intent. So if you are a brand and you are fearful of any risk associated with costs, these things should definitely be helpful to you. So I wish you all the best in order to go online and create this sort of an engagement for your brand if you are representing a brand as an owner or as an employee. Alright, now that we have discussed a lot about the features of Facebook specific to our social media marketing aspect, let us look at how do we create magic by marketing on LinkedIn. Now, we all know what LinkedIn is. It's been discussed several times, in this particular discussion of ours. So, LinkedIn basically is just a primer, is a business and employment oriented service that operates through website as well as a mobile app. So, if you are operating through your handheld, that's your mobile phone, you probably have an app. If you have a laptop or a desktop, you are probably using their website. Now, as we all know, it's mainly used for professional networking, including employers posting jobs and job seekers posting their profiles. So it's very important. It's like a marketplace for majorly for job posters as well as people who are looking for, people who are interested in their job. Now, apart from this, LinkedIn also, allows members to create profiles and connections to each other in an online network. So there are certain degrees, like a first degree connection, a second degree, a third degree, and you can send in mails and other important things which we shall see as a part of this business networking website or app. Information about a brand having its presence on this channel is provided whenever the name of a given organization is typed in the search box. So the people who are a part of that network, or the employees, the year of establishment, the nature of business is featuring in this particular thing. So my request is, I believe most of us have profiles on LinkedIn. If not, I would request you to create a profile, to visit LinkedIn and make the most out of this. Now, what many people don't know are certain specific or special features, which subsequently we'll discuss, which will add more value to this video session. So now, how do we actually look at LinkedIn from our perspective of marketing on this channel? So here we begin our discussion for the same. So for brands that are looking at options of leveraging the social media channel, LinkedIn offers perfect social proof on the profile page in the form of endorsements and recommendation. So this is very important. Now, what happens is, professionals, either they are currently working as salaried professionals, or they might be freelance consulting professionals. These people can find projects, they can find ventures, they can find engagements by various other people or organizations, and there is a kind of a validation which is done in the form of endorsement. Now, what an endorsement basically means is that after availing a service, I'm endorsing your services as valid, as credible. Recommendation is a qualitative kind of statements which give out information about what they liked about you and what they would recommend you. So they would endorse you on a few skills which are there in the skill set. Like, let's say if you are probably a chartered accountant, so they would endorse you on taxation services, filing of taxes. If you're a trainer, and if you conduct sessions on presentation skills, on leadership, and so they would endorse you on those skills. So a prospective person who's wanting to avail your services knows that you've already been there and done that. Brands can generate better engagement by creating a well-designed profile. So this is needless to say, it's pretty logical. The advantage with this channel is that with very less investment of time and money, brand marketers, they can grow a huge number of connections and grow the brand. So very important for us to understand that, again, like Facebook, LinkedIn is highly popular amongst professionals, and it has more than 400 plus million and growing number of individuals who are professionals across the world. So there is a golden chance to market your product and services here as well. Now, as I mentioned, there are certain very important, very powerful, tools that one can utilize in order to fully leverage the LinkedIn platform. So here we have enlisted these particular features, or we may also call them as tools. Okay, and in the next slide onwards, we are going to have a holistic or a detailed discussion of these. Very first thing is something which is very similar to the groups on Facebook, So this is the LinkedIn. These are the LinkedIn groups. Now, where Facebook might have groups related to social interests, LinkedIn has groups related to professional interests. Like there may be a group of HR professionals. There may be a group of, let us say, construction professionals. There may be a group of VMware professionals and so on. So every part of the industry is or has ideally been covered by LinkedIn in the form of groups. So like-minded people and professionals can be a part of groups. We'll discuss this in further detail. The next is the LinkedIn direct sponsored content. So this basically is content which is promoted through this medium. It's paid promotions, which we'll see. The next one is the LinkedIn company and showcase pages, a relatively new feature, you may say, which has been added by LinkedIn a few years from today, which we'll be seeing. And of course, sponsored in mail. So LinkedIn has a feature which is the in mail, and of course the paid version, which is highly useful for marketers, is the sponsored in mail. Now, as I said, friends, we are going to discuss all these particular features or tools in detail in the next slide. All right, as mentioned in the previous slide, we've already taken a brief look at the group feature. Now let's discuss the same in detail. So the most powerful method of engaging with online audience on this business platform is the group feature. Now I'm sure many of you are already present on several groups if you do have a profile on LinkedIn. If not, it always is useful for visibility purposes to be on groups. Now this is on an individual basis. If you are the owner of a brand or an employee, I'm sure you must also benefit through groups if already not done that. Marketers can find groups in their respective industries, as I've already mentioned. So I'm just going to brief through this. To join by using the search feature at the top of the homepage or viewing suggestions of relevant groups. So there are very simple ways in which you can view similar groups to your interest and join them. They can also initiate or participate in conversations and explore the latest conversations on the conversation page. So there is a myriad of conversations happening at any time in these groups. People are posting useful information. People at times do post a lot of requirements online. So this is the best way. So without paying for a recruitment agency, recruiters get top-notch talent. Without paying for any brokers, probably people might get certain services which are available. So this proves as a win-win kind of a situation for the demand and supply both. So if you are a seller, you will have no dearth of buyers. If you are a buyer, you will have no dearth of sellers through this particular platform. So this is a prime example of starting conversations in a group. Now what I'll do is, this is just a basic element which you can all go and browse, so I will not discuss every part of this. But this image, what it shows is that, you know, you can start a conversation, you can move to this particular, and it has got certain do's and don'ts of how you go about it. So what I would request is that you can browse through this particular image and you can go online and particular check this. So you can, what you can do is you can just pause the video for a moment, read through this, and if you're interested, follow the instructions and go online and start a conversation if you have already joined a group. Now here is another particular slide which is a part of featuring. So if you're a group owner, you can actually feature or you can create that particular group conversation. Okay, and there is also the unfeature a conversation, you can say, mode. Okay, we'll get back to the groups now after having seen a part of how we can initiate conversations on the same. To generate more engagement, it is essential to prioritize active discussions and provide value. So this is something similar to the blogging mechanism, okay, where if you see a chronological list of blog articles are provided, and the most recent one is prioritized. So same thing can be done here. The important factors to be considered when engaging through groups are the size of the group, So, as with Facebook, as I had discussed in Facebook, groups can range from a few 50 to 100, and it can transgress to a million people as well. So, huge number of groups exist, along with them having huge number of people or professionals in the context of LinkedIn. Also, another thing is amount of the new connections, amount of discussions, and quality of online conversations. So, the idea is not to join any and every group present there, but to first take an educated decision, a choice to join the best where we can reap the benefits or we can get the maximum of the revenues online. The next particular feature or tool is the LinkedIn direct sponsored content. Now, many of the people who do marketing online through LinkedIn are familiar with this feature. For the others, I'll just briefly discuss what this is. So this is basically a tool or a feature that is currently very popular on LinkedIn and is used widely from the context of marketing. So this is a specific feature to generating revenue and marketing on this business platform. For brands, it is possible to observe their content spread through the users on LinkedIn. So being paid content, you can actually do some analytics by using various tools. To make this process more effective, brands need to ensure sharing links to gated specific communities, content, or the brand's landing page with a lead form. So direct sponsored content works well with these particular features. Now, a gated community is something like a closed group where people are, you know, the entry is restricted. So it is not, entry is not for everybody. Again, we discuss, continue our discussion about the direct sponsored content. So this particular tool or feature is used to build thought leadership for brands by creating a process of building relationships with a wide variety of professionals. Now, what we do here is important information is spread. The promotional content in the form of educational or informative content is spread, and thus a credibility is therefore established. Now, this particular credibility, it basically creates a cascade or a trigger effect, and it improves the engagement along with the trust and credibility of the brand. The next feature that we are looking at is the LinkedIn company pages that we shall discuss here, and the showcase pages subsequently. Company pages is a relatively new feature created by LinkedIn to help the brands create engagement. So in this particular feature, the company details are provided. Here, the people who are looking at the company as a brand can understand what certain features, what are certain particular details of the company, certain elements like who their employees are and various other things are enlisted. This feature enables brands to build relationships with existing customers and interact with prospects by featuring the relevant content. So this is a new feature, through which people can become aware of the services that the company provides, the products that probably the company is creating, the kind of environment that they have. They might have external links also to this particular feature. The next one is called as the showcase pages. So after the company pages, we are looking at showcase pages, which is another relatively new feature introduced by LinkedIn in order to help professionals get the best. The showcase pages are designed for spotlighting a brand so that, you know, they can give more prominence to that particular brand, the kind of benefits that the brand provides, what kind of depth does that particular product have, range that they have. They can also be used to showcase or demonstrate a specific product or initiative done by any brand. So if, like, let us say any cosmetics company, let's say a cosmetics company like P&G. So P&G, if they are, you know, looking, now they are not, of course, only into cosmetics, but a part of them like Lakme or other, elements, these people can actually go ahead and if they are doing some new initiative, they can put it here in the form of showcase pages. Brands globally are discovering a surge in the audience engagement with the use of dedicated showcase pages. So people are finding it very helpful to understand what new initiatives are happening, what are certain displays that are available online through these particular showcase pages. So this is proving to be a boon for the people who are marketing on this particular platform, and they are able to get very cost effective solutions to their marketing needs. Now here's how to get started. So now here what you can do is you can check, okay, how to create. So this is a stepwise, I would say, a manual, or this is a kind of a snapshot taken from LinkedIn on how to create a showcase page. So first thing is identify business areas that need a showcase page. Second is click the edit menu on your company page, select create a showcase. So the showcase page is a part, as we can see, of the company page. It says now you're ready to start. The next step is to start sharing your content and view our FAQs for more info. So this is how it will look, and this is how you will be able to populate it. So thus, you know, brands can use these pages to display a wide range or wide variety of useful information marketing related. And now these, you know, pieces of information, they may include industry specific articles. So through this, we can add more value to the knowledge of our customers. Content presented in the form of visuals. So if there's been any meets, if there's been any research, if the product needs to be showcased, you know, so this can be done with the help of visuals or photos or images. There can be put certain case studies on how this particular product is meeting the real life problems, how it is solving those particular problems. Most relevant white papers, so any particular research, any hypothesis which is done while creating this product, or any particular surveys which have been done proving this the usefulness of this product can be put. And of course, any ebooks which are relevant to this particular product or services, you know, they can also be put here. So all this particular diverse or different pieces of content or information can be you know, put through the showcase pages. Now here are enlisted some of the benefits of using the LinkedIn company page. So we have seen a detailed stepwise creation of a showcase page. Now we are looking at certain business benefits of a company page. So why do we need to go ahead and create a company page? So very first thing is, you know, this also includes the encased showcase pages as well. So showcases a company, not a single employee. So as I mentioned, it shows a complete company, what they are into, what are their niches, what are their benefits, what are their advantages. The second thing is employees become company ambassadors. So you can see a list of credible people, some professionals you might have met or known, who are a part of that company page. LinkedIn is considered one of the best platforms for lead. So needless to say, it's the best business platform. Robust organic reach for brand pages. So very important, you know, to show up in the SEOs through this mechanism. You can measure the effectiveness of your LinkedIn updates. So this is also extremely important. And promote your company news. So basically, it's similar to a kind of a blog that is being put. So complete information is available about the functioning of that particular organization or brand. Now, after having discussed in detail the company pages as well as showcase pages, let us now look at sponsored InMail. As you must have recollected, I have already made a mention of the InMail feature. And most of you who do have profiles on LinkedIn are aware fully of this particular feature. Now, a new thing that has been added is the sponsored email. So this format for marketing is actually a paid or an advanced version of InMail sent to people on this channel. So people can avail these services, especially the brand marketeers, to make their content more powerful. Now, we will also discuss in the slides a few techniques, few important techniques, in order to use this particular feature of sponsored emails. So the first thing is, this can be used as a critical or a vital tool to run promotions using InMail. So very important to understand that if promotions or advertisements are specifically sent to targeted audiences, the effectiveness is better than sending it to a diluted audience. So sponsored emails, InMails, they serve the purpose and they are sent on a priority basis and viewed on a priority basis by audiences. Brands can meet their target prospects and existing customers by inviting them to webinars and events. So this can be a critical or a useful tool which can be, which has specific content, specific requests for people to show up in person to certain events that have been created as value adds by the brands. These can be in the form of symposiums, webinars, webinars of course being virtual, or live events that the brand can sponsor and create. This is also useful for catering your message or getting your right message to the right audience as mentioned. So with InMail ads, you automatically increase your chance of user engagement because the message is only delivered to those actively using the platform at the moment. So there is a good amount of intelligence here at play from the app or from the website, that's LinkedIn, where they are actually only sending to active people on the platform. So whether on the desktop or on the mobile app. So whether it's the website that is being sent an InMail or and to an app, it is only sent to prior active people. So this is very important and very powerful. So the chances of this InMail or the sponsored content in the InMail being read are much higher than otherwise. Now, how do we, we have discussed a few techniques. Let us look at a few more. Brands can meet their target prospects and existing customers, as I've said, by inviting them to webinars and events, and can leverage the opportunity of engaging audiences through in-person events or organized webinars. So this is a kind of a repetition that we're looking at. Okay, now we will look at, a few additional methods or techniques to market content on LinkedIn. Now, this is done purely from the perspective of providing the maximum value if you are a brand employer or employee. So in addition to above techniques, there are these strategies. So we can also make the use of virtual networking. So probably making more connections, sending regular emails thanking people for connecting. Offer to provide incentive for customer loyalty. So if there are loyal customers, if there are brand advocates, if somebody says good about your brand, probably you can send them a free newsletter or a few coupons or otherwise. Education of audience for brand awareness. So probably by creating groups, by sending sponsored content, and announcements for enrollments for certifications. So if you are a training agency of any sorts, you can provide value by providing certifications. Now, having discussed in detail the LinkedIn platform, let us look at another one, which is an equally interesting one, which is called as YouTube. A brief primer, a brief background before we move into the nuts and bolts of marketing on this platform. Many of you might know that it's created by former PayPal employees, three of them, and it was owned till the late 2006. It was acquired in 2005 by Google later, and owned by Google since late. It's owned by Google since late 2006, on which users can upload, view, and share videos. Now, YouTube is a fairly common platform that we use to browse for information, videos. Specifically videos related to learning techniques, because videos, learning through videos is kind of simpler than learning through websites or blogs. So YouTube basically is a critical platform of social media and is used to display a wide variety of user-generated video content. This includes short clips. This includes full-featured films. It includes music videos, television clips, information documentaries as well. Users can watch videos and upload videos to this channel as well. So it serves a dual purpose. So if you are a brand, you can easily go ahead and shoot a relevant, a powerful video and upload it and create your own channel where people can watch and subscribe subsequently. Now, there is a wide list of benefits that are available on the YouTube channel, and this list is specifically for people who are aspiring to market or are currently marketing on the same. Now, here we will enlist them, and then in the next slide onwards, we are going to have a kind of a detailed discussion for the same. So, the very first one is to increase the value of the brand, increase the visibility of the brand. Second thing is simplified method of sharing information online. We also will look at brands that can make their products famous. Many of the people have become YouTube celebrities. Brands have gone viral overnight, and hence they are made famous. Utilize the advertisement system or the ads or promotional system on YouTube. YouTube Insight feature, which we shall look at. The process of getting and gaining from feedback. Increasing the traffic on the website. So the video might have a certain information which might have also a link to the actual landing page of the website. And of course, reduction of expenses. So these are some of the benefits that are provided by YouTube. Now we shall take a look at each. So first one is the increment or the increase in the visibility of the brand. Now, as we know, YouTube, like LinkedIn and Facebook, has a huge audience. It has a huge viewership across the world. This is many millions of people at a time are viewing YouTube videos. So thus, brands can create a natural visibility by simply uploading and sharing their videos on their specific channels. Now, this proves as a boon for small businesses because it's not limited to a geography. If you have a service which can provide products online, then you can definitely avail of these particular videos. So it actually becomes a simplified method. Now, as we know, videos are extremely, extremely simple to understand. So if you are into any kind of services, or if you are marketing a product, a demonstration can be created on the channel. Okay, that is which can be created on YouTube, and information can be shared online. YouTube can therefore be extremely helpful for brands that often get customer calls regarding problems with the product or service offerings. So it's extremely useful in this context. Of course, this is very simple concept, but we'll just quickly browse through it. So products and brands can be made instantly famous if they become viral online on YouTube. So if a video of a product in action, okay, showcases benefits, if people like it, it will have a tremendous potential of having an impact and tremendous potential of generating revenue from, the websites. The next one is the utilization process of existing advertisement systems or promotional systems on YouTube. YouTube is one of the most widely used social media site where brands would definitely want to run a marketing campaign, as this channel has a huge number of views. So if you've noticed, the micro brands, individuals, medium sized brands, as well as the large brands all have a presence on YouTube. They in fact savor making videos. They enjoy the process of making innovative videos. The recent example is that of a BMW, which made a very innovative advertisement lately showing its features and how innovative the new car is.